This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The president of the National Association of Theater Owners, John Fithian, has a deal for you. He wants to test out discounting movie tickets one day a week. Fithian said he is working with one state in particular, which one, he said, is a secret. Please let it be California. Please let it be California. But the plan comes at an interesting time in movie theater box office tallying. Attendance is on the decline, and yet box office revenues hit an all-time high last year. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story of how this cinematic paradox came to be.
The simple explanation is that fewer people are going to the movies, but they are paying more for their tickets. Mostly we're talking about 3D movies, which are more expensive. But higher ticket prices aren't necessarily great news for theater owners.
The model is that they share the revenues from the tickets with the studios, who get the bulk of the revenue right up front.
William Green teaches economics at the NYU Stern School of Business. Unlike ticket revenue, theaters get to keep 100% of the profits on concessions. So it's not always in their best interest to raise ticket prices. And for the most part, they haven't. When adjusted for inflation, going to a movie today isn't much more expensive than it was decades ago.
And indeed, most of the revenues that theater owners make is through the concessions and ancillary revenues.
Abraham Abid has done several studies on the film industry. That ancillary revenue includes money that theaters are now demanding to show you this.
The future belongs to those who know where they belong.
This is the movie trailer for Divergent, the number one film from last weekend. Producers now have to pay theaters to show trailers for upcoming films. Rabid says the tickets are already relatively cheap, so a discount day probably would not raise attendance dramatically, but it could be a good marketing strategy.
But nevertheless, you would expect that the decline in theater attendance, relative at least to the population, will continue as more ways of delivering movies become available.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.